Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Another academic year is drawing to its close. Vicarage assignments have been made, divine calls have been received, papers are being written, and tests are being prepared for in some fashion or other. It is a season of passages, a season of transitions, a season of endings and beginnings. Perhaps one of the great temptations of this season is to see oneself as knowledgeable, as well-informed, as thoroughly prepared, as sufficient in oneself. Such a self-perception is really self-deception that can lead to complacency and even arrogance. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "I thank you, Father, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure." When Jesus' disciples came to him and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child and had him stand among them. And then Jesus said to them and says to us, "I tell you the truth. Amen, I say to you. Unless you change, unless you turn around, unless you do a 180, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Humble. Humble like a child. Childlike humility is not a groveling, terrorized, self-absorbed preoccupation with how rotten and awful you are. That's obvious. To God, to you, and to anyone who knows you very well. No, childlike humility simply, honestly, even cheerfully says, "I don't know very much yet, but I want to learn. I'm not as big or strong or wise as my mom or dad, and I don't pretend to be, but I want to be like them someday. I'm eager to grow." Humble. The English word humble comes from the Latin word humus. Humus, rich, fertile soil that is open to whatever seed the gardener wishes to plant in it. One further etymological comment. In the late 15th century, about the time Martin Luther was born and Columbus discovered America, when English-speaking people used the word seminary, they were usually referring to a seed bed or a nursery, a place, as Webster says, in which something originates and from which it is propagated. Seminary, seed bed, humble, fertile. The seminary's 150th anniversary motto, "Preach the Word," focuses on the propagation, and that's just fine. Let us not forget to plant. To plant the Word. Plant the Word in the rich, fertile soil of our own hearts. Hearts that are open to God's word and whatever God desires to grow in us. It is difficult and dangerous to try to preach more faith than you have. The word to be proclaimed publicly must first be claimed personally. Claim it, then proclaim it. You cannot propagate what has not been planted. This seminary is a seedbed for ministry, a nursery for pastors. The words seminary and humility go hand in hand. A seminary is a seedbed, and fertility means humility. Concordia Theological Seminary exists to provide an environment in which humble, childlike hearts will receive good, strong seed that will take firm roots and begin to grow. A well-prepared product of this seminary will emerge from this place with this attitude: I don't know very much yet, but I want to learn. I want to become more and more like my Father in heaven, like my big brother and Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. I'm eager to grow. God's people whom you will serve will love that spirit of humility in you, and you will model for them that same hunger and thirst for God that you long for and cherish in them. For the most productive leadership is leadership by example, without a doubt, by far. And when in your life and in your ministry you experience pain, suffering, frustration, failure, or even humiliation, let it remind you of your childlikeness, your smallness, your weakness, your vulnerability, your complete dependence on the Lord. Out of humiliation can come renewed humility, fertility, openness to God, provided that you do not despair, that you do not turn inward upon yourself, but that you lift your tear-filled eyes to the cross of Jesus Christ, where the sinless Son of God took your sins upon himself, where he suffered and died for you. Jesus lives. The victory is won. Come to me, he says. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The burden is light because Jesus bears it with you. He who carried your sins to the cross will not abandon you in your times of suffering. Just come to him as he commands you, as he invites you, as he entreats you. Come to him. He's right there beside you. Just come to him. Come to Jesus now. Receive him. Receive his true body and blood in bread and wine, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Let him lift from your heart the burden of all your sins and cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Come humbly, open, receptive, eager, thirsty, hungry. Come like a little child, for that is our Father's good pleasure. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard over our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.